I could trip a referee, tell by my attitude that I most definitely from.
Good evening. I'm Linda Perry with WBAI News. A historic landslide. That's what New York gave Bill de Blasio. He is the first Democratic mayor in New York City since 1989. And many are celebrating him as New York's progressive mayor. One supporter, Connie Stewart, says Bill de Blasio is the man New York has been waiting for.
He is going to serve all the people. Everyone is going to have an opportunity to the services that we all deserve. He is going to look at how the police and the community can work better together. Stop and frisk, there's a place for it, but it's how it's being handled that is not working right now. Housing, the rent is a problem.
Too damn high.
Exactly. And I know that he is going to work on that as well. And the schools. Our schools are a major issue. We have a lot of problems. He is concerned. He is the first mayor, really, whose children have gone through the public school system. So he knows what it's like. He knows what we need. And I always say that, you know what? He is a man of the people. He knows what the cost of bread and milk cost. And that is something, because we all need to eat. And the cost of food is high. And so I'm just looking forward to the changes.
Yes. And de Blasio is going to unite a city that has been divided for so many years.
Wilbur Devenish.
And, you know, I'm unemployed for the last 4 months. I'm in my, you know, later years, so I'm looking for a job, too, and affordable housing.
So you think that de Blasio is going to be good for jobs?
He will be good for jobs. He's going to create new jobs for affordable homes, which is what so many people are lacking.
My name is Faith Burnell, and as a healthcare provider, I see him on all the lines for the hospitals being closed to try to keep things open. And that's an area where jobs are, and jobs are needed always for people. And in that area, I think he will do wonders for our community in doing so. But as politics is politics, we the people have to be behind our elected officials to make sure that they are accountable to the people who has put them in office. And that's where the unification of our culture and all people will come in tremendously in changing the system that we have today.
Hopes are pinned on to the new mayor. Businessman Adam Hussein from Bangladesh has lived in New York City for the past 20 years. He's a wholesaler who's been finding it difficult to keep his business going.
I have my business in Manhattan for the last 17 years on Broadway and 27th Street. Last couple years, our business been affected because we have customers coming from all over the different states in downtown Manhattan, Broadway 27, 29. But they've been giving so much ticket. I don't know what happened. Like, we need a change in our downtown Broadway so we can bring the business back to Manhattan again. I hope we will have a change this time.
And now you had the biggest businessman as mayor, Mayor Mike Bloomberg. Why would you think that Mayor de Blasio could do what Mayor Bloomberg couldn't?
We don't see any better thing Mayor did for our business, because our business is not a like multimillionaire business. Mayor Bloomberg, last 12 years we see in Manhattan what happened, all the rich people, the building owner, those building became hotel these days. If you walk on Broadway, you used to see truck, they're unloading, loading, all the business going on there. Now you see all the hotel, all the bar, all the club. That's not good for our business. That's just good for the rich people. That's not helping us middle class or poor class.
So you're describing Mayor de Blasio's tale of two cities.
Exactly. We hope he will hear our voice.
That de Blasio is approachable, that he's a man of the people and understands the melting pot, which is New York City, is what one hears again and again about the mayor-elect. Queens Council member Donovan Richards says a de Blasio win means a bottom-down approach rather than a top-down approach for New York City.
My district is still suffering from Hurricane Sandy. we're going to have an opportunity to have a mayor who understands the outer boroughs, not just Manhattan.
Yeah, that's been a problem. Mayor Bloomberg was really a Manhattan mayor, wasn't he?
Yes, yes. He was a Manhattan mayor. And there were some good things he did. I don't want to discredit that, but there's a lot more he could have done for those of us who were really suffering in the outer boroughs. And the people who spoke in this election, they spoke loud and they spoke clear tonight. And this is why we're going to have Mayor de Blasio.
And what do you think he can do for your community? Now, you're out in what?
I represent the Rockaway, Laurelton, Springfield Gardens, and Rosedale.
And you were hit really hard.
And we were hit very hard by Sandy. He was there with us on the front lines. Bill de Blasio was in the office giving out supplies every day with us when our families were suffering. So this is someone, I think, who understands my community more than Bloomberg could have ever.
So what are you expecting?
I'm expecting him to continue to do what he's been doing since he was public advocate when he was city council member, to make sure that he's fighting for those who are impoverished, those New Yorkers who really are in need. And I expect it, and he's spoken a lot about the Tale of Two Cities during his campaign. And you know what? He's someone who understands it.
So, Councilman, when Mayor Bloomberg was dealing with your community and the devastation, did you find him forthcoming? How was that?
There's still a lot of families still struggling. And, you know, there are a lot of good programs out there, but there was a recent report that came out that said 50 people who were earning under $57,000 a year in my district, they still haven't even built one-third of their home back yet. So the problem is that we have to stop looking at this city, not to say people who earn $57,000 are millionaires, but we have to make sure we're looking at the bottom. And I think that's something that this administration could have done a better job at, and a de Blasio administration will do a better job at.
Brooklyn Councilmember Dominic Recchia is head of the council's finance committee.
Bill and I served together in the city council. He was always someone that you could work with. He understands. He understood that, you know, no one could get their way and that compromise, but he listens to the whole situations. He gives you an opportunity to explain your side, and I think he's just going to be a fantastic mayor. And, you know, starting in 2014, New York is going to be a great place to live.
Unofficial results give de Blasio 73% of the vote. Recchia says de Blasio won by such a large margin because he shows he'll have an open-door policy. Deswinda Dillon is from the Sikh community in Queens.
We have a couple of temples. A prominent is 118 and 114 Street. It's 101 Avenue. Yeah. And Bill Blasio stand with the Sikh community, like when the last time happens with the professor. Professor in the downtown, you remember somebody attacked Sikh professor, so against the racist.
Oh, you're talking about the Sikh professor at Columbia University.
At Columbia,
who
see,
was
you're
attacked.
Right. You're absolutely right. And he came out of all his busy schedule, he come all the way there in the press conference and stand like, you know, yes, when he's going to be there, he will try to set up a norm specifically so that it should be discriminated. Like, it's not a Sikh. It's like all people have the equal rights. So he promised that, and he stand with them out of the schedule. He came in there especially for that.
Now, the Sikh community has been experiencing discrimination, and it has been trying to differentiate itself from Muslims, and it has been trying to also have a voice in government.
Yeah, we are trying, and Mr. Bill promised us that he's going to have one person from the Sikh community in his team.
Ah,
yeah,
so that's
that.
A big deal.
That's a big deal, definitely. He promised that, and I believe he's a man of words.
Sam Chikwas is the author of 100 Steps Necessary for Survival in America for People of Color. He says after 20 years in the desert, we're all emerging victoriously. He hopes everyone will be lifted up by the election.
Not just those who can, the millionaires who can afford to pay, as the old mayor said, but everybody, the young boy that's harassed every day on the streets. Somebody has to bring up a program that stop the harassment before it occurs. Say some of these boys are not really bad boys, it's just they've been forgotten, both forgotten by their government and forgotten by society. And we just treat them as criminals. It's very unfortunate for the future of a nation to be treated that way.
And what about the youth who are imprisoned?
Well, one of the things that he has to work very hard to is to help arrest the situation before it escalates to imprisonment. It seems like we're embracing the prison culture as a solution. It's never a solution in a society that calls itself civilized. And it's quite unfortunate that it's mostly the minority children that are carted away in busloads to prison complexes. He has a big task in his hand, and he's made big, big promises. We're looking for those promises to be realized this time. Otherwise, we will all lose hope in this great experiment.
One of the most pressing issues for the city is the choice of a new police commissioner. De Blasio said he would not retain Police Commissioner Ray Kelly, and he pledged to improve community police relations by reforming Stop and Frisk. De Blasio believes it unfairly targets people of color. Nick Smith is Councilmember Jemani Williams' legislative director. Williams was one of the co-sponsors of the Community Safety Act for NYPD reform, which comes into effect on November 20th.
One of the overriding policy issues that drew me to the Blasio campaign was Stop and Frisk. I think he made a very smart strategic move early on in the campaign in basically staking out the most progressive position, which is that we need to engage in Stop and Frisk, but in a constitutional way that does not violate the rights of New Yorkers of all backgrounds. And so I think he'll be not only a model for people in urban areas, but all across the city. In fact, he has a diverse family, and he's shown that he stands with people of all ethnic and racial and gender backgrounds. So I think he'd be a great mayor for that reason and many others.
Now, he was an early supporter of the Community Safety Act.
Absolutely. He was. I mean, and Councilmember Williams appreciates that. We all appreciate that. And we look forward when he takes office for him to withdraw from the lawsuit.
The lawsuit being referred to is an appeal waged by the city and Mayor Mike Bloomberg against NYPD reforms in the Stop and Frisk case Floyd versus City of New York. The Second Circuit Court of Appeals blocked the reforms and removed the judge from the case. Mayor-elect de Blasio says he will drop the city's appeal.
Now you're in style, and in the winter gets cold, in vogue with your skin out. City of sin.
And you're listening to a WBAI News special on the election of Mayor Bill de Blasio. Former Congresswoman, former DA for Kings County, and former New York City Comptroller Liz Holtzman says a de Blasio victory is a big win for progressives.
For progressives, for liberals. For people who care about a humane, decent, caring New York City government, not a government that takes food stamps out of people's mouths, or that wants to see people starving on the streets or without decent housing or decent schooling. I think it's a great day for New York City. It just shows the country and the world what the city is really about. And it's a city really that has become great only because it's opened its arms to everybody, but sometimes we've had governments that haven't always recognized that. So I think this is a fabulous moment for the city, and I just hope that the rest of the country will follow in the footsteps.
So it's been really 20 years or more since we've had a Democrat as mayor of New York City.
Right, but 1993, so it's just 20 years.
And but it's not only that we have a Democrat, but it's that Bill de Blasio has said that we have a tale of two cities here, and he wants to rectify that.
Yes, that's right. We have a progressive Democrat, a Democrat who understands that this city can't really make it if we don't make it together. And we can't leave 46% of the population behind. And not only that, we can't let them starve. We can't let the kids not get educated. We all have a stake in making this city work for everybody.
And what's been happening also is young people of color have been stopped and frisked in this city continually.
That's going to stop. All that stuff is going to stop. I mean, policies that did not really reflect an understanding of the dignity of all people are going to stop, and as they should, long overdue. We don't need to intimidate people to have a city that's safe. We don't need to. We can have smart law enforcement, not intimidating law enforcement.
Councilmember Robert Jackson says what's very clear is that the people of New York City, 8.4 million people, are ready for a change. Jackson says de Blasio and his family represent the diversity of our city.
And that's very, very important. And that's why, if you look all along, his family has been a major part. So those that are not ready to embrace change, they're going to be left behind. So it's about change. It's about coming together on behalf of all New Yorkers. Because in order to build those 200,000 housing units, it's going to be about change. It's going to be about the federal government, the state government. It's going to be about private and public partnership. Because we just can't do it by ourselves. And in order to have full-day pre-K for all and after-school for all, it's going to be a public-private partnership and reaching out to Albany and the federal government for funds to make that happen. Because everyone knows that the future of our city is to ensure that we have an educated populace for not only for the workplace, but for art and music and the type of diversity and finance and what have you and so forth.
Dan Barnett is a speech therapist in a New York City school who says Mayor de Blasio will be supportive of the schools.
It's going to do right by the kids and the teachers, and it's going to stop the privatization and charterization of schools and really do everything that's necessary to support the children and the union and the teachers and to stop vilifying everybody.
Raul Rodriguez is a parent coordinator at a middle school in the Bronx. He says when de Blasio speaks about education, it's like he was speaking with him personally.
When he talked about his ideas and the way he will handle mayoral control when it comes to schools and co-locations and working with kids with special needs, he hit every single point that I've been advocating for the last 8 years. So for me, it was actually great to actually see someone that is running for mayor that has the same ideas that I have.
What are some of the problems that you see in the middle school you're in?
In the middle school that I am, we have 265 kids in one floor. That's one of the problems. Why? Because we're co-located with an elementary school that has 850 students. So that means that we have an average of 32 to 33 kids per classroom in our 13 classrooms. So one of the biggest problems that I face is space. And then actually, obviously, having kids come in that need services that we cannot provide to them, especially like our L population. We have students that come from fresh out of any country. Could be Africa, could be the Caribbean, but we don't have the services that they need.
Lori Podvesker is a policy analyst and advocate at Resources for Children with Special Needs. She's looking forward to de Blasio as mayor.
As mayor and schools being under mayoral control, we're hoping that some of the, I don't want to say power, but yet that parents' voices will be heard more regarding education and of their kids on a school level, individual level, and on a systemic level. But not only being heard, but that the Department of Education will listen to what parents are saying and tweak their policies and procedures around parents' input.
And that's just what the mayor-elect plans to do. At a news conference, de Blasio said he will select a first deputy mayor soon who will help him pick a new school's chancellor. That person, he said, will be an educator who will listen more to the concerns of parents. De Blasio comes to office with the backing of most major unions, and he's worked with some unions on various issues like the issue of low wages. Rosie Valerio Gonzalez is with New York Communities for Change. She says Bill de Blasio is one of the elected officials who stood with car wash workers at rallies and protests as they fought for their recently won union contracts.
So we have already 6 union contracts, and that work probably wouldn't have been possible without the push of elected officials, and among them was Bill de Blasio.
Cara Knoll is with the New York City Central Labor Council. She says with de Blasio's win, it's a win for working people.
For 12 years, our city was run by a mayor who favored austerity politics and corporate greed over the needs of everyday working people. And now we're going to have our say in government, and we're going to be able to sit down with the other stakeholders who want to see our city continue to grow and thrive, and we couldn't be happier.
One of the new council members has been busy helping residents in Red Hook affected by Superstorm Sandy, Carlos Menchaca. So what is he going to do in the city council?
Oh, we're going to do a lot. We're going to bring a voice to the city, the residents that have been living in this district that have had really no one for a long time. Sandy hit us hard, so we're making sure that those issues, not just the disaster-related issues, but really education, housing, come to the forefront. And now that the stars have aligned and the progressives are now in power in the city, we're going to do some really good work together. And what's beautiful about that is that it came from every corner of this incredible city. The city council races, I had to do my work in this district to get elected. He had to do the same thing, Bill de Blasio, and so many other council districts in the Bronx with Richie Torres, Antonio Reynoso in northern Brooklyn, Helen Rosenthal on the west side. We all did our work on the ground to talk about the progressive issues and how important that was, and we all came out.
Queens Council member Jimmy Van Bramer is a founding member of the Progressive Caucus of the City Council. He says the council and the new mayor are going to be great partners.
The margin of victory is a clear expression that the people of the city of New York want this city to go in a progressive direction under Bill de Blasio's leadership, and that as mayor, he's going to really focus on inequality, making the city a place where everybody is equal, no one is profiled, and the victory tonight is a victory for all progressives, for the things that we genuinely believe in, for the things that brought us into politics in the first place. And I am so excited about the future because it's going to be good for people, and we're going to care about everybody in this city, and we're going to make sure that the people with the least in this city get everything they possibly can in terms of a government that cares and that responds and listens. That's exactly what we should be doing.
At de Blasio's victory party, Yadonis Rodriguez stands with his young daughter on his shoulders. Rodriguez represents Northern Manhattan, and he's chair of the Higher Education Committee.
De Blasio was able to make a case convincing most of the New Yorkers that there's a gap dividing our city, and even the 1%, they should realize that if they made the right investment in their early child education, we will create a new generation of middle class, able to sustain themselves and their family in a better way, paying higher taxes and helping to the economy of our city. So this is about social justice. This is about providing quality education to every single child so that New York City don't leave behind as it is right now. And not continue the Giuliani, Bloomberg era administration that divided our city. Everyone from our white, black, Latino, and Asian New Yorkers understand that we have one city where all New Yorkers are equal.
And it's one city united, squashing the tale of two cities that New Yorkers want to see. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.